Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
We're going to be in Acts chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. You can say amen when you're there, or it's on the screens. And we read, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And with that, my title, you'll have to let me explain it, but my title today is, You Don't Need an Answer. Pray over this message real quick. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity today, God. Thank you for the day that you have made, God. Oh, Jesus, make our hearts and minds ground to be tilled upon for your word, Jesus. Let it plant a seed in us, Jesus. Let it grow us, Jesus. We're going to give you glory and honor for everything that you're going to do and everything you already have done in this place today, God. Don't need an answer. We live in a time, in a culture that demands certainty. We want everything to be clear cut. We want timelines. We want guidelines. We want clarity. We want calendars. We want the nice and neat planners, the due dates. We want everything to be in order. We want to know what's going on. We want GPS. We want updates. We want notifications. We want to know when and where everything is happening. And the want of this has gone a little too far, and we start to want different things. We start to want instructions before obedience. We start to want proof before we praise. We start to want clarity before commitment. And we start to want answers before action. I'm sorry if this is just straight out the gate, but that's not how it works. That's not how the scripture tells us it works. If we look at the opening verse, it said Jesus tells us in this opening verse that it is not for us to know the times or the seasons. He's saying that you don't need all the answers. You don't need to know the when and the why. You don't need to know, but he says, if you just keep going, you should be a witness unto me. The truth is, and the hard part is, a problem that we have isn't the actual answer, but it's the lack thereof. We believe that we need the answer, and we're afraid if we don't, because uncertainty makes us uncomfortable, and the unknown makes us anxious. But I want to tell someone today that God does his best work in the unknown. He does his best work when you don't have any other way than to say, God, I trust you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't need to know, but I'll go anyways. I don't know what's next. I don't know the why, but your word says to go anyways. I'll believe anyways. I'll trust anyways. I'll listen to you anyways. I'll obey anyways. I'll follow you anyways. And I'm sure every single person that's hearing this has a situation that we would love an answer to, that we would love to know what's going to happen. And it may be rough to hear, but it's simple. You don't need an answer. You need a word. You need a word from God. Sometimes we overlook the simple because we want to read in between the lines, but it doesn't say that you need an answer. You need a word. If we look at that when it says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. That's right after he tells you, you don't need to know the when and the why. You don't need to worry about it. Then he said he will give you power and then the Holy Ghost. And then it is your turn to go and tell people. He said, go to the uttermost. Go to the depths. Go to the far end. You don't need to know where. You need to go. It is time to get a word and go to start moving. It is time to stop worrying about what's in front of you and what's behind you and what might happen in your life, but it's time to go. It's time to stop leaning on the knowledge of that you think you need an answer because you don't. You need his word. That's what you need in your life. I'm sorry, but you're not the first person who wished God would have explained himself. You're not the first person who felt like they were beaten and broken and lost. You're not the first person who wanted God to show a map before they took a step. You're not the first person. You know, Moses walked through the wilderness. He had no timeline, no timeline at all. I'm sure he asked questions he would have loved answers to. But instead of an answer, God didn't need to explain himself, but he gave him a word. In Exodus 33 and 14, it says, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. If we look, Gideon had 32,000 men. He had 32,000 until God cut it to 300. I'm sure he would have loved an answer to, how is this enough? What happened to the 32,000 I had? I thought that's what you gave me. This doesn't look possible. But instead, in Judges 6 and 16, it says, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. The word gave the answer. Joseph sat in a prison cell with no explanation. He was tossed into the pit. He was sold into slavery, lied upon, and then tossed into prison, forgotten about. And God gave him a word. And we see that in Genesis 37 and 5 when it says, and Joseph dreamed a dream. God spoke to him and gave him a word, and that it didn't keep him in the prison, but it kept him going forward. That word's what carried him to the palace. That word's what carried him through the dream. David was anointed king and then sent back to the field, and he faced Saul's betrayal. I'm sure he would have liked an answer to, when is the time? What time is it for him to sit on the throne? When is that coming? But instead, he got a word from the prophet in 1 Samuel 16 and 13. And about halfway through it, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Yeah. A word is what made a difference, not the answer that they were looking for. It wasn't a timeline. Noah had no clue when the flood was coming, but he was just told that there was one. He didn't have a date, a forecast, or a confirmation. But in Genesis 6 and 14, it said, make thee an ark. And he took that word and he went. He did not question if this was going to happen, but he said, I will do what you tell me to do. He said, I don't need to know what's going to happen. I will go because you said it will. You don't need a word. You don't need an answer. You need a word. And I'm sorry, you cannot tell me that you need an answer before you can move. All of these people didn't need an answer as much as they wanted one, but they had a word. And what I'm here to tell you is the word was, it is now, and it will always be enough. The word will sustain you. The word will guide you. The word will keep you. The word will form you. The word will free you. The word will renew you. It will change you. It will help you. It will protect you. It'll step into the valley and start speaking to the bones that are there. It'll go further than your knowledge ever will. And it can take you where answers never could. The truth is, not knowing is not a punishment as much as we think it is, but it's the qualifying ground upon which he put you. None of those people had an answer. Moses, Gideon, Joseph, Noah, David, none of them had an answer, but they had a word. And you may feel in that same boat, you may feel like you don't have an answer, but he's saying if you can just get a hold of the word, if you can just cling on to the word and say, I don't care what's happening, but I will go. I will go to the uttermost. I will take that word, and it is more than enough. It is more than my knowledge or the answers that I can think of myself will ever get me. That word will help you. You know, it was a word that split the Red Sea. A word made the 300 men enough. A word carried Joseph from the pit to the palace. The word sustained David until he wore the crown. The word built the ark. The word always precedes the miracle. The truth is, if God only spoke in answers, your faith would never grow. However, when you get a word and he says, hold on to it, that's when faith is born. Because faith begins where answers end. That's why in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It doesn't say you will know. It says it's the things you will hope for, the things you will not see. That's what faith is. He's saying you don't need to know the outcome. Just a mustard seed of faith. Just some faith. And we start to make excuses. Excuses become common. Excuses are easy. Excuses are just really reasons, and we justify them as to what we are doing because we know we shouldn't be. It's not your situation, it's your excuse. We'll begin to say things like, I don't know if this will work. I don't know when this will happen, so I'll just wait. I don't know how this will turn around, so surely I'll know before I have to go anywhere. Where do I go from here? I'll just wait till I get an answer to do that. And then this is the one I love. Not me. Surely not me. I'm not worthy of that. You must have forgotten all about my past. Can't be me. You must have called the wrong person. I'm sorry, but you dialed the wrong number. You were one digit off. It wasn't me. Oh, but I'm telling you, it is time we stop making excuses. It is time you started trusting the God who already called you enough. Stop trying to talk yourself out of what God called you into. If he called you, you are enough. He made you enough. Whether you were before or not, he made you enough. That's what his word does. The other day, Stephen and I were riding together on the way to Thanksmas for the youth. We were going to Topgolf, and we were just talking. And we were talking about just different things we had been looking into, and it's funny how it correlated, but we were talking about how people love the complex. We love the out-of-the-box, the blow-your-mind, the, wow, I've never seen that before. I've never saw it that way. I never understood it that way. Holy cow, that is just so crazy. We read so far in between the lines that we sometimes miss what's right on them. We miss the simple. And I told him, I said, I was reading Psalm 119:105, which is, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I told him, I said, what I noticed is it says, first, before I jump into that, it says, thy word, but it says, is a lamp. I don't know if you've ever tried to use a lamp in the dark. I don't care how bright your lamp is, it only goes so far. It only goes so far. It will not show you everything all the way, behind, forward, around. It only goes so far. And I started to think about that. And I started to realize it said a lamp because he doesn't want you to see what's behind you. He doesn't want you to see where you started and where you came from. He doesn't need you to see the end of the path. Because if you saw the end of the path, honestly, you'd probably try and take a shortcut. You would think that you have the answer and you don't need the way that he's providing. But he said he gave you a lamp. It's going to show you a couple steps ahead of you. And he said, go that way. When you're walking in the night with a lamp, you hold it out in front of you. You don't hold it behind you because you're trying to see what's ahead. That's what his word is. It's a lamp unto your feet. He wants you to move forward one step at a time. That's what he wants. And he's saying, if you will just get that word and you will let it guide you, if you will just let it take you where he's trying to get you to go, if you just stop making excuses and putting a lampshade over it. You know, faith doesn't wait for confirmation. Faith is the confirmation. Hebrews 11 and 8, we read, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Not knowing, without knowing, without the answer. The hard truth is, if you waited until you had the answer, until you felt like you knew, you would never do anything he called you to do. You would never feel like you're enough. You would never feel like you're in the season you need to be. You would never feel like you are ready. You would delay the call that he has put on your life. But delayed obedience is still disobedience at the end of the day. That's the truth. You won't get an answer hoping it finds you. And sometimes he blocks or delays your answer. I believe that. And he does that so that he can birth your anointing and your faith. He does that because you don't need that answer. You don't need it. He's saying you don't need the answer, but if you just got your word and you put your foot to the plow and you just started trusting and believing and saying, God, I don't need to know, but I will follow you anyways. You said go there? That's fine. I'll go there. You said go talk to them? That's fine. I'll go talk to them. I don't feel ready. I don't feel enough, but I don't care. You called me to go there, and I will go there. Your word is more than enough. Your word is the answer that I needed. Every great story you read in the Bible consists of someone who would have loved an answer. And maybe didn't get one, but they got a word. Peter didn't get an answer to how long must we wait in Jerusalem, but he got a word. It said, tarry until. And then you read in Acts, due to Peter stepping out with just a word, in Acts 2 and 1 through 4, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That wasn't an answer. That was a fulfillment. That was his word that got them there. That wasn't an answer. That was a tarry until. He said, it will happen and it will happen. You don't need to know the when. When Jesus turned the water into wine, they didn't get an answer as to how, but he said, fill the water pots. And as they moved, the miracle happened. When he fed the 5,000, they didn't get an answer to how did you feed the 5,000. But he said, the multitude to sit down. And as they obeyed, multiplication occurred. When he encountered the man with the withered hand, he didn't give an answer, but he said, stretch forth thine hand, and healing came. The 10 lepers didn't get an explanation, but Jesus said, go shew yourselves unto the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. You cannot allow your worship to be louder, your worry to be louder than your worship. Your fear cannot be louder than your faith. Your desire for answers cannot overcome your obedience to the word that God already gave you. And we love answers. We do. They give us control. We love control. We love having control over the situation. Because everyone wants it their way. We have a hard time not having control. That's why he gives you a word. Because a word forces you to trust him. A word forces you to lean on him. A word forces you to say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's next, but I'm not staying here because I know he has an outcome. He has the answer, but I don't need it. He gave me a word. That word is the outcome. And I'm going to praise anyways. I don't care what I'm going through. I'm going to praise anyways. I'm going to sing anyways. I'm going to dance anyways. I know I feel like I'm in the slumps, but I'm going to run the aisle anyways. I know it feels hard, but I'm going to jump anyways. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm going to tell someone about it anyways. The word is what will sustain you. Jesus. I feel like so many of us have been searching for answers. We've been searching for answers and we've been sitting still hoping we'll find them. We'll be sitting still hoping they'll come to us. Instead, he gave you a word. And he said, go there. A word will change your life. And I knew I wouldn't be long today. So, honestly, the music can come. And this is what I felt. I felt like someone has been feeling like they've been frozen. Like they've been waiting on an answer to come. They've been waiting for a while. They've been paralyzed by uncertainty. They feel like the confusion has held them hostage. And what I felt in my heart is that is coming to an end. Those chains will be there no more. I felt like some chains were going to break in here today. I felt like it was time someone said, I don't need that answer. I'll praise anyways. I'm not letting that chain stay on me anymore. The enemy's been whispering, just wait, hold on. The answer will come. Clarity will come. Wait for the right moment. But I came to tell you that you don't need that answer. You just need the word that God spoke to you. You just need that word.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.